last week, you've probably heard, Shasiba, Mishifrakwe of Kilkara Zechatan, because of the Mifter. There's a lot to say. I've been speaking about him a lot lately. This particular vow is not going to be about him, I'm sorry. If you want to read the 31 pages that I wrote 2 days after his Patira, I'd be happy to email them to you.
It's not in the chat.
It's on the chat.
It's on the chat.
The pictures.
Yeah. Some great pictures, yeah. So, you could get it on the chat, or you can get it from me on the email. But for now, we're just going to have in mind the Nishmas of Yechiel Yitzchak Ben, Nachum Mendel Zechatan, and Yechiel Shabbacha. Thank you, Sam, as always. We're holding the tekufa of preparation, the tekufa of mourning. And it's so vital that the avodah of both aspects are fulfilled with thought and with feeling. 24,000 young, budding Tamidei Chachamim were taken. You could just use our power of imagination. Over 33 days, we're talking about how many Levayas daily. 24,000 divided by 33. Where's my mathematicians here? Thank you.
Appreciate
that. 24,727. Wow. 727 Levayas. It's mind blowing. All in a time period of 33 days. And all because of a small infraction. One of the greatest tragedies of history. And my offer. Couple of moons to go. My father, Zolgos Zunzain, was in Avelos for his father. And his minhag at that time, which he repeated by his mom and also by my mom, was that he kept his beard. He doesn't usually have a beard. He's a 5 o'clock shadow type of guy. I wake up every morning to hear him shaving at like 5 in the morning. By the time he got home, he already had. He's always clean shaven. Still is clean shaven. And the whole year, Bathelos, he kept his beard. And at the office, he was standing there stroking his gray beard. And he said, I want to explain why I have this. You're allowed to shave. But laying a person's on Bathelos after 30 days, he's allowed to shave his beard off. And he explained that every time he scratches his face, like many of you are doing right now, he reminds himself that he's in mourning for his dad. He doesn't want to forget. He wants to keep remembering. So every time he scratches, he plucks and pulls. You do get used to it, by the way, after it gets there for a while. So what happens is, he reminds him. It's just a reminder. And the truth is that every time we're about to press our source of music, or we scratch our face, and we feel the Avelos in action, it's a time for us to reflect on why we're doing this. So the first thing is the loss. We're reflecting on the loss. Aveda gedayla ma'oid, a tremendous loss. But there's a very big question. Because everyone knows that when you're leilenu at a base ovel, they serve what type of food?
Eggs.
Eggs. Why eggs? We eat on Pesach night an egg. One of the reasons is because Pesach night is Tisha B'Av night. Simon of Avelos, why an egg? Because an egg is round and it's teaching us that that's how life goes. Zarach Hashemesh and Bo Hashemesh, the sun sets and the sun rises. And the reality is that people live to 120 and then they move on to the world to come and then start a new life. And it's a symbol of Nechama. The question is, if so, why are we still in Avelos today? It's time to move on. Thousands of years. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus asked this question on the Parsha of Parsha Shmin in his Sefer on Chumash. It's called the Teretz Shimshon. Many are familiar with the Nefesh Shimshon, which are the Svarim that are written from his spoken word. But then there are Svarim that he wrote, four Svarim that he wrote from his written word. One of them is called the Teferes Shimshon. Teferes Shimshon on the Torah. It's Teferes Torah. Teferes Torah. Teferes Torah. So Shimshon Pinkus asked this question because the Zohar says that if a person cries when he hears Achrei Mois Shnei B'nei Aroi, he hears about the passing of Nadav and Avihu, and he cries, he will be assured that none of his children will ever die in his lifetime. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, I don't understand. Why are we still crying? It's time to get over it. I understand, it was a tragedy then. Listen to what Rav Shimshon Pinkus says. Nadav and Avihu were supposed to be the next Gedolei Yisrael, the one to lead Klal Yisrael. They passed away at a very young age. The Avelus of their loss was not only for that time period. Because they were supposed to live a full life and leave Klal Yisrael, that means that their loss at a young age is affecting not only that dar, it's affecting all future generations. We would be different today if Nadav and Avihu would have lived a full life. Our Rebbe Zolbazimtzai of Moshe Brown, Shlita, explained similarly with regards to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. And this is the way he said it to us when I was in the shir. Yikes. 1993. Okay, a couple of years ago. Same moons. So Rabbi Brown Shlita said to us, he looks around the room and he says, we are here today. We have Torah today. Because of five Talmidim that were passed the Torah from Rabbi Akiva to them, to us. Five. Imagine if there would have been 24,000 Talmidim that would have passed the Torah to us. He said, in this room, look at my room, he said, in this room, right next to you, would be a Rashba, would be a Ritva, or at least a Rabbi Akiva Eder. A Rashba and a Ritva will be sitting next to you. The level of Torah would have been on a completely different madrego, and because Rachman Litzlan, 24,000 Maisrei HaTorah were nifter, the level of Torah today has plummeted, and we are suffering today because of it. The tragedy was a tragedy for generations that were still being misavel, not about then. We're being misavel now, the loss, our loss now. I was thinking about this today, as it's Hashem. My thought process I'm sharing with you, first ones, the second ones I'm sharing, I shared with my Harusa first, my second Seder Harusa. He was masking, so now we're now they're calling in Shlita. Perhaps that the Hachana for Matan Torah is this specific Avelos now. There's no haphazard. There's a reason why it happened now. We're being making, we're preparing for Matan Torah by being Misavel on the loss to our Torah. And perhaps it's also a yearning for Mashiach. Because the Torah is going to reach new heights when Mashiach comes. But that's only one perspective in regards to the Avelos itself. We have to take it to another dimension. And I'm watching the clock, don't worry, we're not going to go into Marv. We'll go into Marv, but after the Vazo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed this happening now, specifically, as a preparation for Shavuos. This is part of our preparation. We're preparing with Sefiras HaOmer, we're preparing with Seches Avos, the 48 ways, and we're preparing by being Mis'avel on the 24,000th Amid. Because we all know that Shalai Nagu covered Zebazeh, that the reason they died was because there was a lacking of honor, whatever that means, that we would watch them from today to the end of our lives. We would never have any idea what Chazal were talking about. Don't think like we thought in kindergarten that they were fighting with each other. Who knows what we thought in kindergarten? We would not be able to tell. It was so subtle. We have no idea what Chazal wrote. But that's what Chazal wrote. Shabbat Nahu covers everything. And it's meant for us to be a preparation for Matan Torah. And the Pshat, my Rebbe Rabbi Brown, many years ago, explained it as follows. We think about it for a moment. Who was the epitome of Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi? Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva! Whichever song you want to sing. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Zeh, Klal, Gadol, Matara, Bahav, Lareh, HaKamayko. His Talmidim? You know how much he spoke about this? To his Talmidim, the Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, Zeh, Klal, Gadol, Matara, there probably were signs across the halls of the yeshiva. Every shmooz, Ahav, Lareh, HaKamayko. His Talmidim died because of lacking in Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. It's a pelad nifla. I have to explain twofold. We find in a number of places a tremendous yesod that has to be understood properly. Tremendous yesod. When someone is meant to excel in one area, there is a higher accountability in that area. One example that he gave is Rabbi Elazar. Gemara says in Bava Metzia, I don't know if you passed it yet on Daf Yomi, but Rabbi Elazar asked his wife when he was nifter that his body should be placed in the attic of his home, and he did not decompose whatsoever. And then one night his wife passed by and noticed a worm coming out of his ear. She was very concerned. Why? Came to her in a dream, and he said there was one time that he heard a Talmid Chacham being disgraced, and he didn't make a macha in his honor. He didn't make a protest in his honor. By the way, there's a famous story that's written in another book, in the biography, and they cover it up a little bit, but there was a situation where I believe Rav Moshe Feinstein was sitting at the table, or another was sitting there, the rabbin, and someone got up and said something that was disgraceful. I'm clearly mixing up between Rav Moshe or Rav Aaron now, one of the Gedolei Hadar, and Rav Miller said, "No one's going to make a macho." Different gears of the story. I heard it from pretty reliable sources that Rav Miller got up, smacked the guy across the face, the rabbi across, the so-called rabbi across the face. Yes. He was mefazed the Gadol Hadar Barabin. Rav Miller said, "I'm going to make a macha," smacked the guy across the face. Ma'aseh Shai. The book doesn't say exactly that lashon. So, Lahavdil Alef Alfei Hagdolot, we're talking about a Tana. The Tana said there was one time that I heard the disgrace of the Talmid Chacham and I didn't make a macha. And that's why this happened to me. Our Rebbe asked, if you look in Gemara Makas, I believe it is, Gemara Makas at the end says, who was the one that always made a macha in the honor of the Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Elazar? He said, that's the shot. He said there was a higher accountability for him because he excelled in this area. Now, don't think because of that you shouldn't strive to excel. Obviously, the schar is commensurate to how much excelling you do. That goes without saying, and that's a separate nekudah. Rabbi Akiva's Tamidim were taught over and over and over, bin Adam Chavir. There was a higher accountability for his Tamidim. That's one understanding. But there's another nekudah here, Rabbi Yisrael, pay attention. Very important. And this is the Yisrael and the preparation for this for Shavuos. The Messiah of Torah has a shlemus of two parts. The Aseres Adibris came down. The Aseres Adibris has one part that's kulay ben adam l'chaverim, and one part that's called kulay ben adam l'chaverim. And the two luchos were meshulavos, one with the other. They were connected one with the other, overlapping one with the other, because the shlemus of Torah is a shlemus that comes with Ben Adam Lamachon and Ben Adam Lachaveroi together. These Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were supposed to be the Messiah of Torah for all generations. If there was even a slight infraction in their Ben Adam Lachaveroi, they couldn't be the Moisrei HaTorah. And that's what their Mishnah Rachmana saw. I don't know if you remember, I feel like I mentioned this maybe in the last year, maybe in the summer, by the way, there's Hashem in the summer program in Woodmere, New York, was going to be, he's in Hashem's part of an incredible first and second theater, I think, for a month, and I have the schus to be part of it twice a week, instead of once every other week, twice a week. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays, regular on Tuesday, and then the parsha on Thursdays. Just mentioning it, just a little plug. But I might have mentioned the story of a wedding hall in Yerushalayim. I was in Eretz Yisrael when it happened. Chmon Tzlan, in the middle of a chasma. The entire wedding hall came down. It's an unbelievable story. Crazy, crazy story. Tragedy of epic proportions. No chasm kal survived. Many, many people were nifter. And they said there was something faulty in the foundation of the building. Something faulty. You know, the foundation of the building, you have one thing on the top floor, something blew off. And the foundation is missing. You know, a little infraction, something a little bit off. It has epic proportions. The Moisrei HaTorah, the Yekivas Tamidim, had to be shlemus in the Dag Machaber. They weren't shlemus in the Adam Lachaveroi. They couldn't give the Torah to us. That's the decision. When we are trying to touch the iPod, iPad, earphones, ear pop, whatever you're touching to get the music going, you're like, oh, right. See, right. No problem. It comes a cappella, different cheetahs, fine. Comes this in the ring. Whatever you hold, Lamaise, you're not listening to music. You scratch your beard, oh my gosh, when is this over? When's like bummer? Right? How many days left? One second. Stop a second. Okay, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I'm doing this because thousands of years ago there was an infraction of Ben Adam Lachaveroi. You know why I'm doing this? Because I want now, as I prepare for Matan Torah, I should understand that Derech Eretz caused Matan Torah. And a Chayetz comes before Torah. Before I can come to Matan Torah, I should probably learn this lesson. Kosh Baruch Hu should help us. Yizeche, Ez Hashem Yisparach, to prepare ourselves to come. The ultimate Kabbalah is a Torah that should be the Shlemus, the whole picture of Adam Makam, the Machaveri, Smocha, and Balacha, Ba'ilam, 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 Ba'